Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, journalist, and outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance, yahoofinance.com. Finance.yahoo.com is how you find him and all of his very prolific writings on topics that you'll find important and interesting. I encourage you to check him out. He's the author of Rebounders, also Liberty for All. Rick, thanks again for being here. I've been saying for a long time that the stock market is disconnected from the economy today in a way that it didn't used to be. There was a time when we would say the maxim was the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. Now we know the stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself. However, I'm saying that the disconnect is there when the stock market is running up, because Main Street is not generally benefiting from the run-up of the economy of the stock market like it would have been 20 years ago, 30 years ago. However, and so when it drops 10%, as we talked earlier, I don't think that's going to affect the economy. But if the stock market drops more, 20%, some people are saying 50%, if it gets into that kind of bear territory, Rick, there will be repercussions on Main Street, and we need to. That's one thing I think we should watch for. What do you think?
Well, I would set aside that lower range of a 50% decline. If that were to happen, we would have major problems.
Yep.
But you know, a bear market is defined as a 20% drop. We've just been through a 10% drop. That's mm-hmm. a correction. And yeah, we could get to a 20% drop.
It could happen over the next few months.
It could happen.
I mean,
the one potential trigger, there's probably more than one, but one of them is the Federal Reserve, we know, is getting around to finally raising interest rates. That's causing, that's unnerving some investors. I mean, they're not going to raise interest rates very much, but it will signal a change in direction from these super low interest rates we've had for about 8 years now.
I want to remind you that I predicted January 1 that the Fed would not raise rates in 2015, and I'm still sticking to that story.
Yeah, you might be vindicated. But I think two things to watch for. If we do get into a bear market, a real question is what will buyers do? I mean, will people who have cash on the sidelines, and there are a lot of people with cash on the sidelines, mm-hmm. come in and say, this is a great chance to buy some awesome stocks at cheap prices. I mean, we've seen a little bit of that recently. Apple, for instance.
Do you know anything about the fact that, or about what some people have said, that retailers were not as much in this market run up as in the last, maybe year or so as they used to be? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I think the drivers have definitely not been retailers. It's been
past exuberance has been retail, hasn't it? This one doesn't seem.
Yeah, because retail. That's right. Because retail is very cyclical. Retail is struggling these days. I mean, yeah. Walmart's not doing great. I mean, that's part of the shift to online shopping. Mm-hmm. Amazon is one exception, but I think Amazon. The question is it a tech company or right. a retail company? But tech has been where the action is.
So what do you think? Do you think China's probably done their damage that they're going to do, right? They've unless there's some kind of a black swan event that they have over there, China's devalued their currency. Their stock market's dropped halfway? Is it gone halfway down?
No, I don't think it's gone down quite that much. It's still up
a lot more
a year ago.
So I mean they've got their correction behind them, and we're on the other side of that here. So what would cause the stock market to make another big drop?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's really funny because for most of the last 6 months, what have we been paying attention to? Not China, but Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's so typical. It turned out not to be the thing everybody was paying attention
right.
to, but something else a little bit on the margins. Here's a question. First of all, have we reset our expectations of the Chinese economy low enough? Mm-hmm. So we're now saying, they do not completely have their act together. The communist ministers can't just pull levers and magically make everything turn out in the economy.
It's not a stable or mature financial world.
No,
up
it's
there.
Not. And you know, that's what we learned during the last 2 weeks. So have we reset expectations there adequately? I don't know the answer. But Jim, it's something for your listeners to keep in mind. So when we talk about the stock market, let's say we're talking about the S&P 500, big companies. 45% of their revenue now comes from overseas, mm-hmm. not the United States.
Yep.
And that means stocks are exposed to things that happen
global
in the
markets.
The world.
And global markets global like markets. Europe and South America, those are struggling too. So that's those are things to watch, folks. We're just giving you some of the cautionary things while we're telling you not to panic now. You should keep your eye on a few other things. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back
soon. Thanks, Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, finance.yahoo.com. That's how you find him. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.